We're about to hear two critiques of U.S. policy toward Latin America. The first comes from South Americans who say the United States is obsessed with removing Cuban President Fidel Castro. That debate boiled over this week when a prominent American diplomat criticized Venezuela and Argentina for their close ties to Cuba. NPR's Martin Costi reports on the reaction.
The row started on Tuesday when Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs Robert Noriega said he'd noticed what he called a certain leftward drift in Argentina's foreign policy. Argentina restored full diplomatic ties with Cuba last year. Noriega criticized the Argentine foreign minister, who recently visited Cuba but did not meet with local political dissidents, something Noriega called a very, very bad signal. Yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell backed Noriega up.
I think Assistant Secretary Noriega was just calling it the way it is. And I think it's incumbent on those of us in the hemisphere who believe in freedom to speak out when one nation in the hemisphere denies freedom to people.
Argentine President Néstor Kirchner is scheduled to meet with President Bush next week. And when he was asked by reporters whether the issue of Cuba would come up, he responded simply that he'd win the meeting by a knockout. Argentine diplomats have since toned down the rhetoric, but Argentine political consultant Felipe Nogueira says Kirchner's pugnacious response to Washington played well at home.
This resonates in the context of blaming capitalism and business and the IMF and so on for the crisis Argentina went through.
It's not just Argentina that's come in for criticism by Washington. The Associated Press reported this week that the Bush administration believes Venezuela is working with Cuba to nurture anti-American sentiment in Latin America. The article attracted attention in South American newspapers because it singled out the case of Evo Morales, a political leader in Bolivia who helped to lead a popular revolt against the Bolivian government last October. In the report, unnamed U.S. officials claimed Morales got money from Venezuela. Morales is pro-Cuba, but he denies he received the money.
I think these accusations from the White House are the best campaign in my favor. It's a demonstration of the powerlessness of neoliberalism and imperialism. People have the right to free themselves, and Cuba and Venezuela have already started living in dignity.
South American diplomats generally dismiss Washington's worries about the Cuba-Venezuelan alliance, which they jokingly refer to as the mini-axis of evil. Even a political analyst who's friendly to the U.S., such as Felipe Nogueira, says Washington is overreaching.
I do think that there's been a movement towards what I would call neo-populism or left-leaning neo-populism. But I think that different things are happening in different countries, sometimes for similar reasons. But I wouldn't go too far in looking for a sort of an underlying structural cause.
Diplomats here tend to assume that Washington's statements on Cuba are usually motivated by a desire to please Cuban voters in Florida. Luciano Martins was Brazil's ambassador to Cuba until last year. He says South American governments have come to see the U.S. policy on Cuba as one of irrational aggressiveness.
How many countries with dictatorships are American allies? A lot of them. So why Cuba only? Because Latin American? Because this, in this continent, will have to be exactly as the United States would like or think we should be.
Martín says, in his experience, South American governments often disagree with the policies of Cuba's communist government. But once the U.S. weighs in, there's a general feeling that they have to defend Cuba's autonomy. Because, Martín says, they believe that by defending Cuba's autonomy, they're also defending their own. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.